Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
And Harry Styles appeared to cry on stage last night as One Direction continued without Zayn Malik. There's a video online at wishfm.net.
He's not the only one, is he?
You've been sobbing, have you?
I barely slept. Barely slept. Look at me. I can't believe you've just come in here this morning so normal.
Yes.
Are you not upset in any way?
No, I've decided to move on. It's the only way.
Can you help me through it?
I can find a number for you, I think.
I don't know. You know what I'm going to do to cheer myself up?
Go for it.
I'm going to watch the new series of Top Gear with Jeremy Clarkson.
I'm afraid I've got news for you on that.
What?
That's not...
Oh, you're joking! It's amazing how the world can change in 24 hours since we were last on this show yesterday morning.
I'll tell you a joke that hasn't been told yet on Twitter.
Go on.
Maybe Zayn Malik is going to become the new Top Gear presenter.
Oh.
That joke wasn't made at all on Twitter, except by the 20 million people who then decided that was a funny line.
Sorry, I was waiting for the punchline there. There was no punchline.
No, there isn't. They all came up with the same joke.
Your daughter, I mean, my daughter's a bit of a one, though. She's not that bothered. I think she's more bothered when Ollie Murs gets married. I think that's when she'll be more upset.
I'm sure that'll be a tragedy.
That will split her. But your little girl, how old's your little girl?
She is almost three, yeah.
And
she's a big One Direction fan, 1D fan.
Bedspread and everything?
She's got a pillow, 1D pillow.
Got a big cross through Zayn yet?
No, I don't think she understands. She when we told her, she just said, "Zayn's in bed, my bed."
Oh.
And she, yeah. Innocence, eh?
Oh, of course.
Innocence.
Oh, how lovely. How touching. Yeah. I mean, reactions coming in from all around the world. Did you know that?
Is there?
Yeah, reaction coming in from all around the world.
As it should. To Prime Ministers and all the rest of it.
Yeah, to Zayn Malik's departure. I mean, even Alex Ferguson's been getting a lot.
Wow.
What did Alex Ferguson make of Zayn Malik leaving One Direction?
Unreal.
That's what he made of that.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised to hear that even apparently Rafa Nadal,
right.
Tennis
big
sensation,
fan.
Yeah, big One Direction fan. This is what he had to say about Zayn Malik leaving One Direction.
He changed the history of my year, so just wish him all the best for the rest.
Reaction piling in this morning to Zayn's decision to quit One Direction. This goes right to the top. David Cameron.
Really?
Yeah, David Cameron's been reacting to Zayn Malik leaving One Direction.
First of all, my thoughts are with his family and his many friends. He was always engaging and interesting, someone who I'm sure whose words will be followed keenly for many, many years to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's right, isn't it? Because, you know, some of those lyrics, you know, what makes you beautiful, they're going to last for a long time, aren't they? So that's the head of the country, not the head of the country, the head of our parliament and his thoughts, and the head of our national football team as well, Roy. Roy's getting
Even
in on...
Roy Hodgson has a say, does
he?
Yeah,
Roy Hodgson, obviously a big fan of One Direction, and this is what Roy Hodgson's had to say this morning about the departure of Zayn Malik from One Direction.
I think we're entitled to be aggrieved, and I'm quite prepared to be bold and say that I think that decision was, in my mind, totally incomprehensible.
Yeah.
And I dare say there'll be people out there who disagree, but I think there'll be more that agree with me than disagree with me.
Yeah, incomprehensible.
He's not happy.
He's not happy. And he's in tune with a lot of teenage girls, which is good to see.
Maybe
he's
just bought tickets for
the concert. I want at least a fifth of my money back. Is that what you think he's after? It's spinach day today. In fact, Matt's on the phone. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Matt's ready to play little lyrics. If I said the word spinach to you, what pops into your head?
Oh, Popeye. Every time.
And Popeye the Sailor Man, bum. It's just synonymous, isn't it? You can't think of anything else. Whenever you say spinach, you have to think of Popeye. Anyway, Matthew's here to play little lyrics. Let's crack on with that. Morning, Matt. You all right this morning?
Morning, yeah, not so bad, thank you.
Good. We were just talking off air there about kids. You have a little one-year-old lad, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Oliver is called.
Oliver, okay. So Oliver is one. What kind of phase is he in at the moment? What's he up to? What's he into?
He just loves anything like my phone or my tablet or anything like that. He absolutely loves it. On TV, you know.
and you trust him with it, or have you bought, like, a pretend one for him? Because, see, that's the problem, isn't it?
That's going to be his birthday present, so...
That's the thing, you see. Kids now, like my Finn's four now, he can work the iPad and stuff better than I can. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They have this technology and this... The only problem is, whenever I get my phone back, it takes me about 5 minutes to clean all the, like, the chocolate and gunk off the front of it. Do you know what I mean? Greasy fingerprints all over the front. Anyway, oh, yeah. Right, well, it's all fun. Right, OK, Matt, we've got a couple of tickets to give away here. This is tickets for Easter Monday. Wigan playing Derby on Easter Monday at the DW Stadium. Another big game in the running. To win the tickets, you need to work out what our little lyric is here this morning. Have a listen to this.
Hi, my name's Izzy, and this is my lyric. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
OK, so what is that song and who sings it? Matthew?
I think it's Avicii and Wake Me Up.
Wake Me Up, it's, there you go. It is Avicii. Fantastic. A couple of massive decisions yesterday that everyone's going to be talking about through the day today. Frankly, I didn't see either of these coming.
Our first quarterfinalist is Fran. Our second quarterfinalist is Ella.
Yeah, the big story yesterday, I didn't see Ella and Fran going through on MasterChef last night, did you?
No, I didn't see it at all.
A couple of other minor stories this morning. Jeremy Clarkson leaving Top Gear and Zayn Malik leaving One Direction. We were talking about this in the office earlier, saying if you're a mum this morning, was it harder to break the Jeremy Clarkson news to your fella or the Zayn Malik news to your daughter? It was an emotional tangle last night, I'm sure.
There's been some wild reactions.
There has. And indeed, reaction from all over the place. Obviously, the team who put Match of the Day together have been getting together to start planning this week's show. We've heard from them this morning, the gang from Match of the Day, the likes of Robbie Savage here, Martin Keown, and Gary Lineker all reacting to Zayn Malik's departure from One Direction.
I think the time is probably right.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree.
You get to a certain age and things don't move quite the same.
It's true.
And that's
true,
a problem, Gary. On stage. When you're in a boy band, you need things to be moving, don't you? You need
I suppose so.
And, of course, before we heard from David Cameron, he's giving his reaction to Zayn leaving. And, of course, in the balance of political fairness, we thought Ed Miliband would speak. And he did. He's held a press conference in the last few minutes.
Surprisingly close to Zayn, apparently.
Sounds like it. This is Ed Miliband, Justin, reacting to Zayn's departure.
It was obviously a sad day. I had an incredible privilege of doing some work experience with him when I was a teenager. And I'll always remember that because he treated me as an equal.
Good old Zayn Malik. Man of the people, that's who he is.
Just all these little things. I can't imagine Ed in the recording studio with him, can you? I just can't see it.